Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's conference. I'm Carol Siegel, I'm director of the Freud Museum London, and it's a great pleasure to see so many people, and I think there'll be more coming. It will be a very, very full house, as it deserves, because the programme ahead is really fascinating. I just want to say how pleased I am that the conference is here. As you well know, it's been organised in association with our current exhibition, which is Dreamwork by Christy Brown. And I'm very pleased because Christy was actually one of the very first artists that I met when I started at the museum more than 3 years ago, which shows how long the exhibition has been in gestation. But it's well worth waiting for. This is part of a series you may well know. Many of you are probably regular attenders both to the museum and to conferences, that we regularly host exhibitions by different artists responding to the Freud Museum. And in fact, at the end of last year, we held a conference which celebrated 25 years of exhibitions by different artists. Dreamwork, you can see in the lunch hour. If you haven't seen it already, please do go over to the museum and see the exhibition. You'll find Christy's work not only in the exhibition room on the first floor, but also weaving throughout the house, including pieces in Sigmund Freud's study. And it'd be very interesting to know your response both to that and to the house. Again, if you're regular visitors, you may well see that we've made a number of changes over the last year in the way that material is lit, presented, displayed, and to some of the displays and interpretation in the house. So even if you're a regular visitor, it's worth going to have a look again. Today's conference, as I say, is part of a series. We run three or four conferences a year organised by my colleague Ivan Ward on a whole range of topics, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to today's Interpreting Collections, which brings together a number of kind of very interesting themes, and I really hope that you enjoy it and that if you haven't been here you will come again either to the house or to another of our conferences. I'm now just going to hand over to Dr. Julian Stair from the University of Westminster, who is chairing the day. And thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much indeed. Good morning and welcome. My name is Julian Stair. I'm just going to act as a glorified time today, so I'm going to try and keep things running.
Ah, how's that? All right. I was just saying my name is Julian Stair. I'm just going to act as a glorified timekeeper for today and try and keep all the speakers to time and the talks moving on. This is the second symposium of a series of seminars and symposium that's part of an AHRC-funded project called Ceramics in the Expanded Field, which is running at the University of Westminster. It's tied into Christy Brown's exhibition, which you just heard is at the Freud Museum, and Christy will be talking shortly. What I'm going to do to really kick the day off is introduce my other colleague from the project, along with Christy, which is Claire Toomey, who's going to give you a little bit of background into the project.
I think you've got a mic.
So Claire Toomey.
Good morning, everyone. thank you, Carol, for your introduction, and Ivan. this stimulating and informative day, supported by the Freud Museum, and we'd like to thank Carol and Ivan for supporting us so well, and by the Arts and Humanities Research Council through the University of Westminster. In my introduction, I would like to start with the University of Westminster, where I am a research fellow. The University of Westminster was founded as Britain's first polytechnic in 1838. Since then, it's developed into a university. There's a broad spectrum of education and research within its academic remit. Is it possible to have the slide? And you'll be able to, if you squint at the back, you might be able to see the wide remit that we have within the university.
It's on mine, Ivan. Dreaming and Working. It's on that one. Yeah, the first one of that.
So this colossal list on the left-hand side is what makes up the spectrum of our university. If you can see that huge list, you'll be able to see that we are part of a lively and vibrant university. Within the School of Media, Arts and Design, the research we undertake is housed within the Centre for Research and Education in Arts and Media, and it's commonly known as CREAM to us. CREAM is one of the UK's leading centres for research in visual and media arts, design and music. The centre has an excellent track record and energetic and expanding team in their research area. Its members include internationally renowned artists, filmmakers, photographers, ceramicists, theorists, critics, historians, designers and musicians. CREAM focuses on critical and cross-disciplinary approaches, whilst its individual members cover a wide range of subject areas and expertise. Within CREAM, the Ceramics Research Centre UK is housed. The Ceramics Research Centre is a leader in the debate surrounding international contemporary ceramic practice, where our interests span ceramic installation, art practice, ceramic history, the interface between ceramics and performance and museology. The lead academics within the groups, which I've just been introduced to, are Professor Christy Brown, Julian, Senior Research Fellow Julian Stair, and myself. The research and interests of the CRC have resulted in us undertaking, as a group, the three-year research project, Ceramics in the Expanded Field. This has been supported by the AHRC, which, to quote Christy Brown, provides an excellent example of the relationship of contemporary art practice to academia in the UK today. This three-year project aims to produce the first critical overview of the relationship between contemporary ceramics and curatorial practice in museum culture through artistic collaboration with specific collections and the publication of critical writing. We're about halfway through. That's the three-year project. The research is exposing the historic relationship between ceramic practice and the museum being an important stage for much of this expanding practice. You've been introduced to the three researchers who are here today, and we also have Laura Breen, our PhD student, who is here with us today, and she's just giving us a little wave halfway. In the middle of the room. And you can speak to us about the project to get more information if you need to today. But also, we have a very splendid website where our commissions, our bi-monthly commissioned essays are also housed. So take some time at the end of the day when you're still awake with the problems we present today to have a little look at that. To close my introduction, I would like to read one of the project's aims that may help to frame today's event. Our aim: to explore how historic collections can be animated through a dialogue with contemporary practice and to discover divergent research models for this exploration. I hope you all enjoy the day and can contribute where possible. Thank you.